Hello, how are you? Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. My name is Charles. How have you been? I hope you are good. My dear, I don't know how I feel. I am doing too much. That's what I know that I'm doing. I have been saying for the past few weeks that I need to rest, that I need to do something about this, but I haven't done anything about it. But that is what adulting is. That is my little update. Guys, if you haven't subscribed to the newsletter, go and do so. It is called Igbo Queer and Unfiltered newsletter. It gets sent out every Tuesday. And my website is my own kind of runway.com as well. If you want to write to the podcast, you can write to IQU@myownkindofrunway.com. I just said I should get this out of the way. I hope everyone is doing good. Let's talk about gay sex. Let's stop pretending. Everyone and their mother and their daddy is talking about gay sex. Pastors, politicians, your uncles, all of them. But you know what? They never, ever, ever talk about it with honesty and humanity. That is why you see some of these people who speak to us on social media platforms and on our comment section. And when they see you, everything is about your ass is leaking, your nyash, this. You have disease, yari, 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 yada. Nobody cares about it in a humanly way. I am here to say what they are afraid of. Gay love and gay sex are not dirty. They are real. It is ours. A lot of people forget that when it comes to two men being together or two women being together, it is about humanity. It is about love. It is about companionship. You are there to support each other. I am telling you here, what I'm going to unpack is the truth about gay sex, love and intimacy, how it is demonized, fetishized, and yet it is deeply human. A lot of us people of African descent, especially people from Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, and all of them, African societies, obsess over queer sex while they pretend that straight relationships are pure. The thing is that sex is not the enemy. Shame is. It is easy for people to shame you as a gay person. That is the reason why there is a lot of DL people. This conversation today is going to be separating pleasure from propaganda, love from lust, and freedom from fear. Because the thing is, you are made to be afraid of literally enjoying who you are and loving the people that you love and being free to live your life the way you want. All my life, the things that you see that is written by some of these good-for-nothing people is that gay sex is this, is that when you have gay sex, you are prone to a lot of diseases and stuff like this. But the truth of the matter is, safe sex is what is important. It doesn't matter if you sleep with men, if you sleep with women, if you are straight, bi, gay. You just need to practice safe sex. A lot of these so-called straight people who have bought into this thing that when men and women have sex, there is no need for you to do whatever. You're not going to catch any disease. You're not going to contract any STI and things like this. This is why HIV is rife amongst men who sleep with women. Because a lot of these people are not practicing safe sex. Gay people, queer people actually are very, very careful and practice a lot of safe sex. That is why you see things like PrEP and all of these things. People are taking care of themselves. People are clean. People are doing what needs to be done. I literally mentioned this on literally every of the episode. Obsession and hypocrisy is one of the biggest problems when it comes to the way our people move and how they speak and move around queer people. It is wild. The thing is, Nigerian and African societies fixate on gay sex. They do this. I swear, every of the insult I have received is about, oh, your nyash is open, go and buy diapers. That's what they say. They call it pampers, but they just go buy pampers. Your nyash is leaking. I bet your nyash is open. You come to my videos, they put these pictures of this animal with a wild ass. because that is what they think about. But the thing is that some of these people do the most evil thing ever. Look at something that happened in Nigeria recently. I think it happened a few years ago, and it just came to my attention, actually. I just did not know about this, and I feel bad that I didn't know about this. A young girl that was unalived through sexual abuse. This girl was defiled by her relatives, and this girl passed away. A lot of these people are not taking their energy to go and fight on behalf of the things that they are supposed to fight for. But you know what they are obsessed with? Gay sex, gay people, your backside, what is happening to you? Why do you sleep with men? That is why they say things like, why do you allow a man to bust your nyash? The thing is that you lot don't even know what gay people do in their bedrooms. Every gay person doesn't do penetrative sex. Some gay people are asexuals, actually. Some gay people don't even have sex with other people. They just are gay people. The thing is that being gay and LGBTQIA+ doesn't revolve around sex. There is more to queer people. We do so many things. But the thing is that a lot of you want to actually, you want to be penetrated. Some of you men. But because your pastors, your Bible, your elders, your mother, your father told you that gay sex is bad, that is why you are afraid. That is why you are fixated on these things. A lot of you do all of this nonsense thinking that if you come and insult queer people, that it is going to absolve you of being a gay man, a lesbian, and things like this. That is why a lot of you are married to gay men. A lot of you wayward women are married to gay men who sleep with men behind your backs. You think you have a husband, but your husband is dating another man. Your husband is not interested in you. The earlier a lot of you unlearn this nonsense, the earlier you begin to not care about what people do in their bedroom and mind your fucking business, the better it will become for you. The thing is, a lot of you, I was just saying, referencing this young girl, project your shame and fear towards queer people. That is what you do. It is projection. Because if you are truly disgusted, why can't you stop talking about it? Because why do you want to be talking about something that you are not interested in? Why are queer bodies living rent-free in your head, in your sermons? And most of you in the House of Synods in most of the African countries, that is why a lot of you come up with these laws. Why? If you are not interested, if you are not a queer person, why are you so fixated? Why are you obsessed? Why does he live rent-free in your head? I have said this so many times. Most of the guys who come when I host TikTok lives, who come to insult me all the time, I ask them, if you don't like me, why are you here? Why are you always here? And I say to them, I know you are in love with me. You are obsessed with me because I'm intriguing, I'm interesting, I'm the moment you are obsessed with gay people. Because what you don't like, you don't watch. I do not follow people I don't like, people I don't resonate with their content, people I just don't want to see. I will not engage in your content if I don't like you. For you to be on my TikTok live every time, insulting me, writing nonsense, means that you love me. You are obsessed. Gay love isn't only about sex. It is about connection, care, partnership, laughter, softness, everything. We support each other. We are amazing to each other. We do things the way everyone does things when it comes to relationship that involves emotions and love and things like that. Let's be for real. Sex is part of it, of course. You're going to have sex because why will I be with someone that I love and not have sex? But that is not a bad thing. Straight people have sex as well. Or do you not? And pretending otherwise keeps us trapped in shame. Pretending otherwise keeps us trapped in shame. I'm not going to tell you that I don't have sex because I have sex. I do it. I say it on TikTok lives when I'm hosting because I have sex. I have sex with my man. That is okay. There is nothing wrong with that. I'm an adult. I have sex with a consenting adult. There is no shame in that. Let me tell you, my love goes beyond me desiring my man. There's so much to us. He's my family. He's my person. He's everything to me. And I am the same to him. You know what we need to do as queer people? We need to break the shame cycle. Religion, it made sex dirty. The African tradition did not make sex dirty. This is why some of you, because of your religious beliefs and the way you've been raised up, you tend to pretend, oh, I don't have sex. Like, God forbid, I don't do like this. You can't even speak about sex and be okay with it. Because sex is enjoyable. There is nothing wrong with having good, amazing sex. It makes you feel good, especially if you have sex with someone you love. Before colonization, love and gender diversity existed without moral panic, without all this moral nonsense. Oh, the Bible said you should not do this. You should be married before you do this. My dear, go and have several seats. The thing is that this whole colonization and all of these things brought us their God and their guilt. And now we are afraid of our own pleasure. Most of the people that have confronted me about not believing in God, the God they talk to me about is the God of Abraham. They forget that in the Igbo culture, we have our God, which is Chukwu. We have Allah. We have all of those things. It is God, God Almighty, and these other smaller gods. It is God. But a lot of you come with all of your nonsense. It is God of Abraham. Find Jesus. Repent. Sex is bad. Gay sex is evil. Who told you that a gay man is a sinner? What do I need to repent from exactly? Oh, okay, I need to repent from you all's spiritual and religious psychosis. You all's stupidity. That is what I need to repent from because it's too much. There is a massive difference between freedom and fetishization. Queer people are not here to be your fantasy or your fear. We are here to exist, to love, to desire freely, to be fabulous and be amazing. The thing is that a lot of you tend to reduce queer sex to porn, to scandal, but rarely seen it as intimacy and trust. Because when someone that is gay or queer allows you to be with them, it is about intimacy and trust. Our sex as queer people is human. It is not a spectacle. Leave us the fuck alone to enjoy our sex and our queerness. Let me tell you, we are not going to accept your nonsense. Because the thing is, after shame, rejection, and fear, pleasure can become people's medicine. Sex can be a form of reclaiming the body that society tried to make you hate. My dear, if you are a gay person, a lesbian, a trans woman, LGBTQIA+, have sex with no guilt and shame because you were born to be who you are. You are born this way. There is nothing wrong with having gay sex, lesbian sex, queer sex. There is nothing wrong with that. Claim your body. Enjoy your body. We need to learn how to touch ourselves with no shame, without shame. We are saying when we do this, we have survived. We belong to ourselves. We love ourselves. I don't know if you guys have heard this thing where some people say this. I've heard it from some Nigerians when they say that if you pleasure yourself as a man, it means you are gay. If you pleasure yourself as a woman, it means you are a lesbian. These people are crazy. They are crazy. Enjoy your life. Sex is meant to be hard. Okay? Gay love is not rebellion. It is revolution. Gay sex is not a sin. It is our life. We are not broken. We are complete, soft, and powerful. We are doing the things. Our intimacy is sacred because God created us the way we are. God created us in their own image and likeness. We are wonderful, and always have this at the back of your mind. I am going to end this by saying to a lot of us queer people to think within, think deeply, ask yourselves a lot of questions. What messages about sex and love did you inherit that was never yours? If you have inherited that, ask yourself these questions. Think deeply. And if you have, inherited any. Are you ready to release them? You need to release them and be free. You need to experience intimacy, be it physical or emotional, without guilt. Don't feel guilty about it. I want each and every one of you that is listening to this episode today, this week, whenever you listen to it, celebrate queer intimacy. Talk about it. Name it. Normalize it. Because it is normal. We are human. At the end of the day, sex is good. Queer sex is amazing. Live your life unapologetically. Be queer, gay, enjoy it. Okay? We love us for real. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in the next one. Have a wonderful time.